My brother-in-law died suddenly. Now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. After that, I told my wife we couldn't put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back, and we're going to go out to Canton and with Katie. Hey, Katie, you're in the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Dr. Glidden, I talked to you, I can't remember when, but I had open-heart surgery. I'm 65. I had open-heart surgery. My family has a high, a lot of heart disease in my family. My mother had a quad when she was young, too. My brother had it. So anyway, the only way you can, it seems like you can see these cardiologists anymore is if you kind of agree to their protocol of the statins and the things like that. So I've started back on them, and I really don't want to, but I because I know what they're supposed to be bad, but if I'm going to have a cardiologist follow me, and I need one because I feel like I need my heart watched for a while, What do you suggest with that?
Where do you live? What state do you live in?
I live in Canton, Ohio. Cleveland Clinic is the hospital that did the one down here. But...
Okay. So you need to align yourself with a naturopathic physician. So I want you to go to this website. It's called the Naturopathic Medicine Institute. That's a long URL, but nonetheless, Naturopathic Medicine Institute .org, and they will have a list of naturopathic doctors in Ohio and Indiana in places close to you. So you should find one that's close to you, and you should go to see them in place of your cardiologist, because they're fully trained, licensed primary care physicians, and they'll be able to take care of you better than the cardiologist will. So that would be my recommendation. Look, you know, if you're bleeding to death, if you're in an automobile accident, if you have your leg blown off in Iraq, then you need conventional medicine. But for everything else, you should avoid conventional medicine as much as is humanly possible. We had a wonderful testimonial just the other day of a woman that I've been working with for the last 3 months. She had a reduced ejection fraction. She had an enlarged ventricle. She had atrial fibrillation. She had mitral regurgitation. And it's all better. It's all gone. Let me say it again. It is all gone. And it took 3 months to do it. So the cardiologist may be the nicest person that God has ever created. But your cardiologist is not trained in therapeutics that can cure the heart. They're not. And, you know, that's okay. There's room in the world for everybody. But it would perhaps be prudent for you to align yourself with a physician that has been trained to, you know, try to cure the condition. And that's always a better situation. Now, you want to read a book. There's a medical doctor, a Russian guy. His last name is Ravenskov. That's R like Roger, A like Apple, V like Victor, N like Nancy, S like Sierra, K like Kilo, O like Oscar, V like Victor, Ravenskov. His first name is Ufi, U-F-F-E, Ravenskov. Just do a web search for Ufi Ravenskov and look at all of the research that he did. He did a meta-analysis of all of the research ever published ever and could find no relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. It doesn't exist. You've been lied to. And if your doctor is telling you to take a statin drug, then they're lazy. They're intellectually lazy, and they're paying more attention to the pharmaceutical rep than they are the actual research, and that's a problem. So my advice would be to fire the cardiologist, find a good naturopathic doctor, work with them, and a good place to find a good naturopathic doctor is the naturopathicmedicineinstitute.org, okay?
Can I talk about the high cost of doing it? the naturopathic way. It just that is what is another factor in this whole thing is doing. And I know your health is important.
Well, different naturopathic doctors have different fee schedules, and in some states, insurance pays for what we do. So it's not set in stone that it's going to cost, you know, an arm and a leg to see a naturopathic doctor. I think you might be pleasantly surprised. But in any event, that's the resource that I would use. And it, basically what it boils down to is you have to choose one way or the other, because you can't have a foot in both of these worlds, because they will work at cross purposes to you. So you have to choose. You're going to be a Democrat or you're going to be a Republican, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you want to do? And you have to make that choice and then pray to God to help you. And I think doors will open that you weren't even aware of before. And that would be my advice to you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank
All
you.
Right.
All right.
All
thanks,
right. You're
Katie.
You're welcome. I appreciate the trust. Best of luck.
All right. The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We have Dr. Peter Glidden with us here.
Hey, Ernie.
Yes,
Ernie,
ma'am.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
My biceps keep ripping my shirts. What should I do?
Well, decide whether it's easier to get new biceps or a new shirt. That's that decision you have to make. There's room for both.
Touché, brother.
I guess the brain's still working a little
right.
bit here. That's an amazing thing. All righty. You know, what I wanted to say, first of all, I'm glad what Kennedy is doing. I think he's on the right path. And
I'm
wondering if, because he keeps steering more and more, what we need to do is we need to have insurance companies that would be as quick to support you guys, real healing, and, you know, because we need more naturopathic doctors, for sure, mm-hmm. and we need them in the hospitals. And I know in some places where I go, like I know the one VA hospital, the guy, the colonel down there, he's a naturopathic guy, okay? He would much quicker tell you to take natural herbs than he would any kind of a statin drug. And so there are a few of them out there.
You're right, and we have prescriptive rights now, and we can work in the VA. And that was, I don't know who was responsible for forwarding that legislation, but that's a thing now. That was a big thing. And, you know, right now my profession is licensed and regulated in 24 states. And in all of the states where we're licensed and regulated, insurance pays for what we do. But you're right. There's, you know, I mean, before the hostile takeover of Madison in the early 1900s, there were 150, more than 150, homeopathic hospitals in the United States.
That's what we have to get back to. We got to get back to
it. We need medical freedom. We need medical freedom. Medical freedom, Bobby Kennedy. If you're listening, we need to legislate for medical freedom, period.
Absolutely. Let's go out to Michigan with Brenda. Brenda, you're in the air.
Yes. Okay. How you doing?
Okay.
Good. My question would be, I have loamy urine. I think that's from taking the acetin, whatever you call it, estrocetin for cholesterol, high cholesterol. And I have what's called foamy urine. Now, I stopped taking the cholesterol medicine about a year ago. It's been a year. So it's not, the urine is not as foamy as it used to be. So I'm wondering, what could I do to correct that? Because I was told it was it's the liver. I think that...
Well, there's a lot of things. Yeah, there's a lot of things that can cause foamy urine. It can be liver inflammation. It can be too much sugar, right? Could be a blood sugar issue, which begs the question, do you get sleepy after you eat a meal, or do you wake up in the middle of the night and you're wide awake regularly? Do either of those two things happen to you?
Not really. Not on a daily basis. No. Only time I get sleepy is I eat carbohydrate bread and all that.
Well, okay, then. So you might have a blood sugar issue. So you have something to write with?
Yes, let me get my pen.
Okay, there's a blood test you need to get.
Am I headed in the right direction with the cholesterol medicine I was taking?
Yes, ma'am. You need to stop taking your cholesterol medicine. There's no such thing as high cholesterol. Cholesterol is not problematic unless it's over 450. So you don't need to worry about high cholesterol at all. But you do need to worry about what you can do to keep your blood vessels from getting clogged. It's got nothing to do with cholesterol. There's other things that will clog your blood vessels. It's not cholesterol. So you need to learn what to do to make your body healthy. But the first thing that I would recommend, given your foamy urine situation, is you order a blood test. First, and here's the name of the blood test, okay? It's called hemoglobin, H-E-M-O, yep, H-E-M-O, G like Godfrey, L-O, B like baby, I-N, hemoglobin.
Okay.
Okay, then it's capital A, like apple, the letter, the numeral 1.
Okay.
And then C like Charlie. So the name A1C. Of the blood test is hemoglobin A1C.
Okay.
You need to have that blood test done because that test will tell you whether or not, your blood sugar is a problem. And if the blood sugar is a problem, that needs to be fixed. And it would be my guess that that's probably what's causing the foamy urine. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I'll check with my doctor on that and go from there.
Thanks, Brenda. We have to move on because the whole board's lit. Let's go to back to Ohio, out in Lake County. Brett, you're in the air.
Hi, doctor. I have an unusual situation. I stepped on a nail in July in the center of my heel, my right foot. Didn't take a tetanus shot, but I never got a red line or anything. But I'm still where in the morning I'm okay, but by the end of the day I'm hobbling around. I'm favoring it to the point where my left knee is starting to hurt, I think, is the way I'm walking. Do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, what makes the heel feel better, putting it in hot water or putting it in cold water?
Well, you know, I put it in water a couple times, but I just try to put it up and I rest, and then it gets better overnight.
Okay. Okay, so there's a homeopathic medicine you can purchase from Amazon, or you can probably get this at a Fruitful Yield or a vitamin shop if there's one near you.
Uh-huh.
All right, you ready to write this down?
I'll try to remember it.
You won't be able to remember it. You're going to have to write it down.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready. Okay, you're going to record it. Okay, so the name of the medicine is Ledum. You spell that L like Larry, E like Echo, D like David, U like Utah, M like Mary, Ledum. It's a homeopathic medicine. So when you go to the health food store, tell them you want homeopathic Ledum. Get it in the 30C potency, 30C, C like Charlie. It's going to be sold in a little vial about the size of your index finger, and it's filled with about 80 little white medicated pellets. It's going to cost about $10. I want you to take two pellets orally three times a day for a week. Two pellets orally three times a day for a week of Ledum 30C. All right?
Okay.
Now, another thing that you would benefit from is you get a bucket that your foot will fit into. You fill it with ice-cold water. And by ice-cold water, I mean cold water, and then you dump a bunch of ice cubes in it. All right?
Okay.
And then you take your socks and shoes off, you roll up your pants, you stick the affected foot in the ice-cold water for 3 minutes. You take the foot out of the water, you put it on a towel on the floor, you dry the bottom of the foot off, but you let the top of the foot air dry. And you do a 3-minute ice-cold application three times a day to the affected foot, the last time being immediately before bed. And quite frankly, if you're going to do this, you might as well do it to both feet at the same time, because you would derive a great deal of benefit from doing it to both feet at the same time. So both feet in the ice cold water for 3 minutes, three times a day, with the final time being immediately before bed. Get the homeopathic Leadum 30C, take it for a week, and see what happens. Okay?
Okay. Can you just tell me what's going on? I mean, do I get like a perpetual infection or something, or do you?
Well, I can't make a diagnosis from the phone. I have no idea. I'd have to do a physical exam. I'd have to look at the blood work. I don't know. But the main treatment here for a puncture wound, which has symptoms which persist after the fact, is homeopathic Leadum. So if this is a good medicine for you, and if we're flying this plane correctly, then the body will fix the condition after it's stimulated by the homeopathic medicine. Your body wants to fix this. Your body is trying to fix it, but it needs a little push. And hopefully the homeopathic Leadum will do that. Plus the ice bath. It's very effective treatment both ways. Let me know what happens, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Britt.
Best of luck.
Let's go out to Connecticut with Diana. Diana in Connecticut.
Hi, Dr. Glidden. This is Diana. I'm calling about my mom. She had a root canal on the right upper part of her tooth, and now she's having symptoms that are similar to trigeminal neuralgia after having the root canal. The pain goes from that tooth all the way up to her cheek, her eye, to her forehead. They did put her on three courses of antibiotics, cefalexin, azithromycin. No effect. Presently, she's taking Augmentin twice a day. She's going to get an MRI of her face. I didn't know if you had any suggestions.
Yeah, she needs to fire the med. Stop going to the conventional medical doctors because they've got nothing for this. And the antibiotics will actually hurt her. The antibiotics were a really stupid thing to do for this condition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just... It's, you know, what do you call the person who graduates last in medical school? Well, you call them doctor, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it's a ridiculous prescription. And honestly, if you took antibiotics and anti-inflammatories away from medical doctors, they wouldn't know what the heck to do. That's all that they do for everything. And sometimes it's a smart idea. But most of the time, it's not. And nobody talks about the net negative ramifications of antibiotic use over time. You know, that's a whole nother story.
Right.
So there's a homeopathic medicine called Hypericum. And you want me to spell that for you?
Sure.
Right. It's H like Harry, Y like yellow, P like Peter, E like Echo, R like Roger, I like India, C like Charlie, U like Utah, M like Mary. Hypericum.
Okay.
Get it in the 30C potency. Hypericum in the 30C potency. Have your mother take two pellets four times a day for 5 days. Two pellets orally four times a day for 5 days and see if that moves the needle. I'm going to bet you that it does. Now, if it doesn't move the needle, then have her call my office and schedule an acute visit. I treat people virtually all around the world. She doesn't need to travel to my office. I don't even have a brick-and-mortar office anymore.
Okay.
But I'm happy to help her. But the chances are high the Hypericum will fix it.
Right. And what is your number, please?
It's 855-347-3696. 3696.
Okay, so 855-347-3696. What's the cost of?
Yes, ma'am, but try the Hypericum first, okay?
Okay, what is the cost for a visit?
Well, it depends on your financial situation. I have a sliding scale. So...
Okay.
Nobody is turned away from my office for lack of finances. So you just work that out with my office manager, okay?
Okay. I appreciate your time and God bless.
Okay, thank you. Let's go out to Parma with John. John, you're near.
Hi, doctor. Okay, my scenario is that I have my calcium score test is 1,040. Now, my cardiologist is Dr. Jill Kahn. You may have heard of him. And he's got me on 10 milligrams of rosuvastatin and ezetimibe. These are both statins.
Well, he's an idiot. So, you need to fire him. He's an idiot. I'm sorry.
Okay, so what direction would you – because he claims also that they have the medical proof that meet these things, that they have the medical studies that show that
They had the medical studies that showed that cigarettes were good for you also, right?
I remember that.
So look, man, the reason that you get calcium deposition in your blood vessels is because of a magnesium deficiency. You do not have an excess of calcium. That's impossible. It's entirely possible that the reason that you have too much calcium floating through your bloodstream in the absence of magnesium is because of a dietary calcium deficiency. So if you don't swallow enough calcium in your food, then you will get a calcium storm in your blood by virtue of an overaction of something in your body called the parathyroid and parathormone production, which happens in the absence of sufficient levels of calcium. So, but nonetheless, it has nothing to do with calcium. It has everything to do with magnesium. You have a magnesium deficiency, period. So what you need to do is clean up your diet. There are 12 foods that you need to eliminate, and you need to get on board with a holistic medical nutrition protocol that gives your body everything that it needs, not just magnesium. Because when we give the body everything that it needs in recipes that it can actually absorb, and that's a big deal, then the body starts fixing itself. So, I mean, while you were under this guy's care, you got sick. So you have to take that into consideration. You got calcium deposition in your arteries while you were under this guy's care.
Well, no, I met him after I had the calcium score test, and I went to him.
Okay, so you were seeing conventional medical doctors your whole life,
correct.
Right?
Yes, correct.
All right, so while you were under the care of conventional medical doctors, you got the problem. Would you go to the same system of medicine who gave you the problem to try to fix the problem? It doesn't make sense. The only reason that people do that is... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm not so sure that Dr. Joel Kahn is of the same pharmaceutical bent as the Cleveland Clinic.
Well, he put you on a statin drug. Didn't he put you on a statin drug?
Yes, he did.
Well, then he's an idiot, and you should fire him. Look, I've never met the guy. I should probably take that back. I've never met the guy. I probably shouldn't say he's an idiot. Right. But I'm telling you, if any medical professional prescribes a statin drug, they are not paying attention to the literature, period. It's, this is not rocket science. If someone told you that the sun rose in the west, they would be wrong. The sun rises in the east. Right. If someone told you that 2 + 2 = 5, they would be wrong. I'm telling you. Anybody that recommends a statin drug is intellectually suspect in my book, and they should be avoided. But you can do what you want to do.
What can I do for these high calcium deposits that I have?
Well, I just told you what to do.
Magnesium?
Right. So, no, you're not listening to me. Look, so here's what I want you to do. Do you have something to write with?
Yeah. I'm ready to go.
Okay, very good. Excellent. Thank you. And, I'm a little testy tonight. Don't take it personally. So I want you to call this number, please. 888. I'm sorry. Hold on. I lost the number here. Hold on. I'll be right with you.
Yep.
He's spunky like Styles.
Okay. The number to call is 888-618-1796.
Got it.
Okay, you want to tell them you want One Health. That's a nutritional supplement company called Eiffel Health. Eiffel like the tower, Health. Eiffel Health. They have the best nutritional supplements in the world right now. Tell them you want One Healthy Foundation Pack. One Healthy Foundation Pack. Right? And the list of the 12 bad foods.
Okay. And 12 bad foods. Okay.
Bad foods, right? Because there's a bunch of foods you need to stop eating to make your heart healthy. Then ask them for the discounted rate to become a subscriber to the information on my website. I have hundreds of hours of instructional videos on my website, which will walk you through the whole how to have a healthy heart thing. I mean, I could explain it to you right now, but it would take me an hour, right? Mm-hmm. But all of this information is on my website in really easy to understand little health tutorials. But you need a subscription in order to access that information. And, you know, Eiffel Health can give you a discount to the subscription on my website. So that that would be the recipe, because you need to know why you're taking these supplements, right? You need to know what to do to keep your heart healthy. And, you know, it's, if you're smart enough to pass the driver's license test, you're smart enough to learn how to do that. So I would encourage you to do that.
And do you see this 1,440 calcium score test as something dangerous? Am I a walking time bomb?
Well, off the top of my head, I mean, I can look up reference range right now. I don't know what it is off the top of my head. Calcium score reference values. I mean, I don't know. Did this guy tell you it was high?
Oh, a couple doctors told me it was high. Integrative doctors told me it was very high. It should be around 300.
Yes, that's correct. I'm looking it up right now. Yes, it's very high. So as Sherlock Holmes would say, the game is afoot. But it doesn't have anything to do with cholesterol. Meaning that there is something going on in the metabolism of your body that's causing calcium to be deposited in your arteries. And that needs to be figured out and fixed, right?
Yes,
it needs to be
agree.
Figured out. You're right. So, you know, I have a way to fix that.
Can these calcium deposits be eliminated?
Yes, they can be. Absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Very good. So there's a lot to learn here, right? This is a lifestyle change, man. You're gonna have to change what you eat. You're going to have to commit to taking a bunch of nutritional supplements on a regular basis, and you're going to have to be an active participant in the health recovery process. But if you do that, the future looks very bright.
I'm going to have to move on, John, because the board's lit, and these ladies are waiting too long. They might hurt me if they have to wait much longer. So let's go to Marlene in Michigan.
Hello. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I did a sleep study because I'm stopping breathing when I'm sleeping, and I wake up, I have a terrible migraine. And so they did a sleep study, and they said that, oh, yes, you qualify for the CPAP machine. CPAP machine, I try to put that thing in my face, you know, and I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was gasping for air, and they put it on number 5. I said, I think you need to push up the amount of air coming through. I said, I was, like, suffocating. And I can't breathe with that machine. So that's where I'm at now. I'm going to the doctor's tomorrow or today and to see if they can push up the machine's ability to give me more air. And what kind of face mask do you recommend, if any?
I don't recommend any. I believe sleep apnea is a physician-created disease. I don't believe it's a real thing. If you do have a problem breathing while you're sleeping, it's not because you have a deficiency in a CPAP machine, right? God didn't make us such that we need to have machines to help us breathe while we're asleep. That's ridiculous, right? But there is a metabolic problem. There is an imbalance happening in your body that's messing up with your respiration. There is something that needs to be fixed. But the CPAP machine is not going to fix it. It's just going to manage it. It's not going to get to the root cause of the problem. And you're going to have to wear the damn CPAP machine for the rest of your life. And, you know, it's not a solution. It's a crutch, really, more than anything else. How much do you weigh, by the way?
251.
Okay, so you need to lose weight. You need to lose about 60 pounds, and the breathing will resolve. There's a lot of different ways to do that, but my recommendation would be to navigate to my website, which is leavebigpharmabehind.com. That's easy to remember. Leave, L-E-A-V-E, Big Pharma, P-H-A-R-M-A, behind.com. Leavebigpharmabehind.com. Become a subscriber to my website and then reference the weight loss instructional videos once you're a subscriber. It walks you through what you need to do in order to effectively lose weight, the healthy way. Because there are healthy ways to lose weight and there are stupid ways to lose weight. I advocate the healthy way, and it's about 83% effective.
All right. Could it be my heart rate is so fast that this is causing this?
No, you've got it backwards.
My heart rate's about 120.
No. So that would beg the question, well, what's making your heart rate go fast? Usually when the breathing becomes compromised, that will create a high heart rate. It's not the other way around. So the situation here is you need to make your body healthy, because a healthy body has a healthy heart and has healthy lungs, and you don't have sleep apnea. And there are ways to do that, but you have to learn how to do that. It's not like take this one vitamin and it's going to fix the problem. It's not like that. It's a whole thing. You have to learn how to do it, but it's not hard. And you sound like a smart human being. You can learn how to do it. Just navigate to the website, become a subscriber, and let me teach you how to do it.
All right. Thanks, Marlene. Margie, you're up next, but hang in because we're going to a break.
On a cold winter's morning, on a sidewalk in the city, a lost soul approached me as the snow was getting deep. I could see the look of death. It was there in her eyes now as I began to preach. She began to speak. She said,
"Peter, I'll admit it. I've come to kill my baby. The whole world is telling me that I have that right. But deep down inside me, I believe what you're preaching. Children are a gift of God. We've got to give them life."
So I put my arm around her and I gave her the gospel. It was right there in the darkness that she was seeing the light. Two souls were saved there, both her and her baby. If you're called to do the Lord's work, you had better learn to do it right. You've got to know how to please Him. Not just to please Him. Don't try to walk away. There's nowhere to run. And your blessing.
He's the one while you're able.
He's the keeper of your soul now. He's God the Son. Now every preacher knows the rock of his salvation. I will separate the goats from all the sheep. All men are sinners. They all need the Savior. He's the only one to trust in. It's your soul that he'll keep. And when I finish the preaching,
the woman was a believer. A baby in her womb I knew she would keep. And now 25 years later, her baby is a young preacher. She's so very proud of the baby that she decided to keep. You got to know how to please Him. Not just to please Him. Don't try to walk away. There's no way to run. You better count your blessings. Please Him while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the Son. You got to know how to please Him. Not just to please Him. Don't try to walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count your blessings
and do it while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the sun, you got to know. Not just the future. Don't try and walk away from this. Nowhere to run. You better count your blood. Please him while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the sun.
Amen. We're back. We've got a couple announcements very quickly to make. You hang in there, Margie. We'll take you in a minute. But go ahead and
yes, we have from Pastor Walter Moss, who has written the book Why I Am a Pro-Life Black Pastor. This is Celebrate the Sanctity of Life. That's going to be this Sunday, January 11th at 5 p.m. The location is going to be the Father's House. That's 3951 Fulton Drive, Northwest Canton, Ohio, 44718. And it says, you are invited to an evening of prayer and inspiration as we honor the sanctity of life. This special event will feature prayer, special speakers who will share messages of hope and support. It says to bring your family and friends and anyone who would love to join this meaningful celebration. And also ask if you can, if you would please bring baby supplies such as diapers, wipes, formula, clothing, etc., to support expecting mothers and families in need.
Very, very good. Also, folks, let me tell you, we have midterms election coming up, and it is, I'm going to tell you, it is critical. It is critical that we win that midterm election. If Joe Biden, well, put it this way, if he had won the 24 election, by now half the church would be in jail. All of the J6ers would still be in prison. Pro-lifers would be in prison. They would do that. If they get that house back, the first thing they'll do is they'll impeach President Trump. Now, Jug County Right to Life is having its monthly meeting January. That's this coming Monday, January 12th, for folks in Northeast Ohio and, well, Lake County, Ashtabula, you know, Trumbull, so on. But anyhow, that's Jug County Right to Life. No, not Jug County Right to Life. Geauga County Tea Party. Geauga County Tea Party. I'll get it right. We have so many meetings.
Yes.
And that's going to be held Candidates Night. It's going to be held this coming Monday at 6:30 to 8:30, and that's at the Metzenbaum Center at 8200 Cedar Road in Chesterland, Ohio. Again, that's the Metzenbaum Center, 8200 Cedar Road, Chesterland, Ohio. Lord's willing, I will be there. And we're asking you to come out. The candidates are all going to be out there who are running for office. Come out and meet them. And, folks, you need to know who you're voting for, and you need to vote. It's paramount. And with that, we'll go to Margie. Hey, Margie in Illinois.
Hey, thank you.
How are we coming in out there in Illinois, Margie?
Good. I'm hearing you fine.
We were having some problems here a week or so ago. Out there for a few days. But I guess we're
good. Coming in good.
All right, very good. Do you have a question or comment for Dr. Glidden?
Yeah, yes. I have an ongoing cough. I've been having this cough forever. And I cough and I don't get relief. I feel like it's something in my throat. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what's going on. I'm just looking for answers.
Yeah, what makes it worse and what makes it better?
I was trying to think. I think drinking hot tea, hot coffee does help. It does make it feel better.
In the 24 hours like of the day, is the cough worse at any particular time?
I have woke up in the middle of the night coughing and hacking and not even able to breathe.
Yeah. Okay. Do you still have your gallbladder?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to call Eiffel Health at 888-618-1796.
Okay. I am taking the different things from Eiffel Health.
Okay. How many fish oil are you taking?
Usually about 3 a day.
How much do you weigh?
180.
Okay, so for 2 weeks, I want you to do three times a day with food for 14 days.
Three times a day
for 14 days with food. That's important that you take it with a meal, okay? That's nine a day with a meal.
Okay.
Number two, I want you to go to the vitamin shop or someplace and get a homeopathic medicine called iodum. You spell that I like India, O like Oscar, D like David, U like Utah, M like Mary, iodum.
Iodum.
30C, C like Charlie. If you can't find it locally, you will be able to get it on Amazon, okay?
Okay.
Take two pellets orally three times a day for a week. Two pellets orally three times a day for a week. Then go to my website, become a subscriber. And for my subscribers, I have 2 hours of question and answer every week. We do 1 hour every Tuesday, and we do 1 hour every Thursday. So go to my site, become a subscriber, and pop on to one of my Q&As and tell me what happened after you took the iodum. And I'll be able to help you, okay?
Okay, yes. This has been going on forever.
It's a symptom of an imbalance in your body. Right, and it's a sign that something needs to be fixed. And usually, with chronic lung stuff, it's an omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiency. So you need to load up on that. You need to take like a therapeutic dose. Right now, you've just been taking a maintenance dose. You need to take a therapeutic dose of it. And the homeopathic iodum could perhaps push you over the hill with this and make everything better much faster. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. Thank you so much, Dr.
All right.
Glenn.
Good luck. Let me know what happens, please.
Thanks.
I'm interested.
I will.
All right.
The phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. If you try to get in before Cotton, you can get in right now at 888-677-9673. So we have Dr. Peter Glidden. Again, he's America's number one naturopathic doctor. I mean,
Hey, Ernie, did you hear the one about the smart Democrat?
No, that's
an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody has renamed them as Democrats. And,
I would agree.
I know who did it, too.
Uh-oh.
All right. That's what I've been referring to them as for a while. And it's we want them to repent. We don't want them to burn in hell. We want them to repent. And if they don't repent, they will burn in hell. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
And that's reality.
How long have you been doing this, Pastor?
51 years.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You don't look a day over 30.
Well, I was worried about my face drying up, but we're working. We're going to go to New York with Betty. Hey, uh-oh. Betty, you're in the air.
Okay, thank you. I had a question for the homeopathic doctor. Does he have any recommendations for someone who's been diagnosed with essential tremors? I'm 68, and my sister had it, and now I have it, and I really can't stand it. But, I mean, I manage okay with it, but I keep feeling like there's got to be a cure for it, even though they tell you there isn't.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, we have to compare apples to apples, right? I mean, the conventional medical doctors, bless their hearts, they don't even know how to cure heartburn. They can manage it, they can't cure it. They don't know how to depression. Can manage it, they can't cure it. They don't know how to cure blood pressure. They can manage it, but they can't cure it, right? So not knowing what to do to cure something is par for the course in conventional medicine. It just is. And everybody needs to just, belly on up to the reality of that bar right now. So essential tremors often are a function of antibiotic use over time, which have disturbed the flora of your digestive tract. So we want to do aggressive digestive tract therapeutics to restore the flora in the gut and to make your gut everything that it can be. So here's the recommended protocol. You ready to write this down?
Yes, I am. And I'm sorry.
Okay,
I just
good girl.
Got home, so I was listening to you on my an hour drive. So I'm going to jot
down. Yeah, okay. Oh, good.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, good. So the number to call is 888-618-1796.
888.
Extension 1-0-618-1796.
Okay.
You get that?
Yes, I did.
Yep. Very good. Extension 101.
101. Okay.
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 And tell the woman who answers that you need one healthy foundation pack.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One ultimate microbiome. That's MICRO, B like baby, IOME, ultimate microbiome. And one bottle of Flora FX. Flora FX.
Biome and Flora.
Biome. Ultimate, Flora. Yeah, ultimate microbiome. Microbiome. MICRO. B like baby, IOME. One canister of ultimate microbiome. And one bottle of nightly essence. Nightly essence would be a better thing for you to take. Nightly essence. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Do those things for 4 months in a row.
Okay.
Look to see. There are also 12 foods that you should stop eating. So ask the people who answer the phone to tell you about the 12 bad foods. Okay. And follow that protocol for 4 months. And see if the essential tremors change. I bet you that they're going to.
I'm going to have to move on because the whole board's lit, but thank you. Let's go to Texas. Victoria, you're in the air.
Hi. I am a longtime listener, and about a couple of months ago, I heard this gentleman on, and I was driving, so I didn't get a chance to write any information down. I am diabetic. I'm 68 years old, and I really hate taking metformin and glipizide, because I know it's not good for us. And you had mentioned something to somebody on that call, on a call that I had heard a couple of months ago about some medicine you have. And I much prefer homeopathic stuff than pharmaceutical stuff. So,
well, you know, it's not the drug, it's how it's used, right? It's not the gun, it's how it's used.
Right.
It's every time I'm in the dentist chair, I thank God for you know, Novocaine or lidocaine, right? But you're absolutely right. And by the way, do you know how metformin works?
No, and they don't either.
They don't either. That's the thing. Nobody knows how it works. So, yeah, let's take some of that. It's nuts. So, yeah. Okay, good. So the remedy the thing to do for the first 90 days is something called the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack.
Yeah.
And you can get that at Eiffel Health at 888-618-1796. Just tell them you want a Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. You heard me on Pastor's show. And they'll tell you how to take it. There are also 12 foods you need to stop eating.
Okay.
They'll tell you about those as well. And you do that for 90 days. And you look to see what happens to your blood sugar numbers, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
All right, Victoria, I'm out of town. We're going to have to move on. And fellas, it's time to give the message. So go ahead, Randall, tell the folks how they can get to heaven.
Absolutely. Amen. We certainly want to thank God for Dr. Peter Glidden. But the Bible says this, no matter how healthy you are, it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. So we do want to max out with the life that we have being as healthy as possible. But we all have to face that reality that one day we are going to leave this earth. And some people are oblivious to the time that they really have on this earth. The Bible says that tomorrow is not promised, but yet people live and they plan as if they have the next 10 years with a promise. Listen, you need to make sure that if you were to leave this earth today, that all would be well with your soul, that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You want to make sure that you have done what you need to do to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And so there's a scripture that I read many times at funerals, and it talks about teach us to number our days that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. And the number of days that a man has is 70. If by reason of strength, there may be a few more years added. But basically, 70, 80 years is really the timeline for man. And if you're saying, well, what about the people that live to be 100 or this, that, and the other? Well, yeah, we understand that there's exceptions to the rule. And then also we know that God originally had told Noah man's years would be about 120. But we don't see many people making it to those ages. But the bottom line is that tomorrow is not promised. And whoever you are today, I want you to just kind of meditate for a moment and look over your life, because if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, you need to understand that God many times sends warnings before that final act of judgment happens. You can look, he did that with Pharaoh. He did that with a number of people. He really many times sends warning because he does not want anyone to perish. So lastly, before I turn it over to Pastor Richard, I want to say to you, the Bible says that while it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. And that scripture is saying while it is today, in about the next 9 or 10 minutes, today won't be today. It will be tomorrow. So while you have today, while you have this time, please open up your heart and let him in. Pastor Richard.
Yeah, I understand, too, is when we talk about salvation, we're talking about it's a very simple act. It's a surrendering to Jesus Christ. It's understanding, number one, who Jesus Christ is. Number two is understanding that you're a sinner and need a Savior, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Even one little sin in your whole life would keep you out of heaven, because God can't allow sin into heaven. So
1 minute, Richard, go ahead.
I'm watching. And so all you have to do is turn over to your life to Jesus Christ, accept him as your Savior from hell and damnation, and just confess that you're a sinner and you need that and you want him to run your life. So just say, dear Lord, please come into my life. Give me a new heart. Take over my life and guide me in all of those things.
Well, you know, no one's ever regretted getting saved.
No, there's never, no Christian has ever regretted. They only regret is that they didn't do it quicker.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people, I often will tell folks, you know, those especially in the cults, I'll never believe what you believe, but you will believe every word that I just preached.
That's right.
Right from the Bible. There's absolutely no chance that you won't, and folks, that's reality. No unbelievers in heaven or hell.
That's right.
We're out of time. Thanks for being here with us tonight, Peter.
Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it very much. It's very kind of you.
All right. Always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.